This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi today, live all across the USA and around the world, except Russia. And joining us on the show the second hour, my first guest is Jeannie Seely, who has been in the Grand Ole Opry coming up this September for 55 years. That's a long time. Later on in the hour, Brad Meltzer will be joining us. Brad, of course, had many shows on the History Channel. He's got a brand new book out called Lightning Rod. It's fascinating, too. And we'll be talking to Brad about that. And then we'll close things out the second hour with Andrew Testa, who's going to be chatting about 5G technology, which is really phenomenal. And that's all coming up the second hour of Ron Segi today. We're going to pause, but we'll be back with our first guest the second hour from the Grand Ole Opry, Jeannie Seely.
Need help with paying your heating and electric bill? February 1st is National Energy Assistance Day, and the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, also known as LIHEAP, is helping millions of families keep the heat on this winter. Here is Kate Thomas with the Administration for Children and Families, Office of Community Services.
In the U.S., millions of households every year report being unable to meet basic household energy needs. LIHEAP can help people maintain continuous, affordable, and safe home heating and cooling services by providing energy assistance. This winter, that can mean hundreds of dollars to help with your heating bill or your delivery fuel cost. LIHEAP also provides crisis assistance with energy-related emergencies and minor home repairs to reduce energy bills.
Visit energyhelp.us to learn more or call the National Energy Assistance Referral Hotline at 866-674-6327.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medication Zantac or Ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and Ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and Ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Darling, since we met, I don't regret one single step we've made. We're taking it slow, and we both know that's the way to make love.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Actually, what you were listening to was our next guest, a lovely and talented lady with her new single that is out right now, part of an American classic on Curve Records that is out for all of you to listen to. It's called So Far, So Good. Joining us right now, celebrating 55 years as a member of the Grand Ole Opry coming up this September, Jeannie Seely. Hi, Jeannie. How are you? Welcome to the show, dear.
I'm wonderful, Ron. Thank you so much for inviting me back. And, yeah, brand new year and So Far, So Good.
Oh,
how about that?
A big year for you. I mean, you got this new record out right now. You're going to be, you know, as I mentioned in the introduction, member 55 years of the Grand Ole Opry in September. I'm sure they got a big celebration going on down there. What's going to happen? 55 years. You must have started when you were six.
Well, about 26, actually. But, yeah, I've been so blessed and so fortunate to be able to stay healthy and stay active in this career. I remember years ago thinking about Kitty Wells and how fortunate she was to have a career that lasted literally her lifetime. And I remember thinking back then, with the industry changing like it is, that won't happen for me. But look at where we are, Ron. I will be 82 this summer, and so it's pretty much career is just lasting with me, and I'm so grateful.
Well, you sound great, and of course you have made so many accomplishments and contributions to the country music with collaborations on CDs with Whisperin' Bill Anderson, Rhonda Vincent, Lori Morgan, Vince Gill, and this project that you have with a duet with Willie Nelson, which we're going to go out of this segment with, called Not a Dry Eye in the House. Very well done by two major league talents, I want you to know.
Well, thank you. Yeah, this song is another one. It's like So Far, So Good. I carried that song around for 8 or 9 years, and just the situation was never right to record it. And I have always had this Not a Dry Eye in the House in the back of my mind since I heard Dallas's recording of it. Speaking of Dallas Wayne, who's just such a great artist and writer, and my cohort at Willie's Roadhouse. But when he heard Willie's and my recording, I loved what Dallas said. He said, "This just sounds like an intimate conversation between two old friends." And I guess that's what Willie and I are at this point. We've been friends since 63 or 64.
That goes back to the days of Crazy and all those other great songs that he wrote, as you have done. Miss Country Soul is her nickname, of course, and boy, it fits her perfectly. You know, you have written songs, had a CD project with the likes of huge country music artists, Ernie Tubbs, Dottie West, as we mentioned, Willie, Merle Haggard, Farron Young, Jack Green, Little Jimmy Dickens, Ray Price, spanning over 6 decades. And tell me, where in Pennsylvania are you from, Jeannie? I'm from originally Pennsylvania, too.
Oh, I was born in Titusville, Pennsylvania, close to Erie.
Are you kidding me? I'm from Erie.
Oh, my goodness.
In fact, we used to go to Titusville all the time to see the oil wells, because that's where it all began, I guess, right?
Absolutely. I always joked I was born in Titusville, Pennsylvania, the birthplace of the oil industry and me, but not the same year.
Not the Yeah. Well, so you must have been up to Erie many times then, on the lake over there in the peninsula.
Absolutely. We used to go to Erie and go on the lake. Had friends up there that had a boat, so I spent many times out there and used to work a club up there in Erie. Yeah, I have wonderful memories of that area.
Boy, I may have seen you on the boat. We had boats up there, too, all the time. Do you remember the club that you were going to?
I think it was called the Russian American Club.
I'll be darned. When I saw you were from Pennsylvania, usually when I see that somebody's like from Philadelphia, they're so far away, they might as well be in Europe, you know?
Yeah.
Wow, do you ever go back there?
I haven't in a long time since I lost my mother, and so I don't have a lot of family back there anymore, and so I don't go back as much as I'd like to. I still stay in touch with several of the, listen to this, kids I went to school with. We never quit saying that, do we?
No.
I was able to go to a class reunion a couple of years ago, and so it's always great. And the little town that I actually grew up and went to school in was called Townville.
Sure.
It was between Titusville and Meadville. And I went on radio for the first time when I was 11 in WNGW in Meadville.
Absolutely. I remember it well. Had friends of mine that worked there. A lot of friends of mine worked there at WMGW in Meadville. Oh, wow, I can't believe that. But you know what? You don't want to go up there now because there's like 88 feet of snow. So stay where you're at.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I left up there, was because of the snow drifts every time I wanted to go somewhere or do something. Either a snow drift or ice effect.
There you go. Now,
for the lake, yeah.
Amongst all the other things that Jeannie has done in this business, she has another notable first, okay? She was the first woman I guess it would be the first woman to be, because I don't think too many men wore a miniskirt on the Opry stage. What happened when that happened? Because I'm sure there are a lot of people that were saying, oh, my gosh, what's the world coming to?
Yeah, I think the real relevance of that was what happened, and it was an accident. I didn't realize it was an unwritten rule of what girls were supposed to wear, because I had just moved back from California, and everybody was wearing the real short skirts or mini skirts, if you will, out there. But what it did, once I did that and got away with it, then the other girls decided that they were free to wear whatever they wanted to, whether it was pantsuits or sequin dresses or whatever, instead of the gingham ruffles that had been kind of the tradition. I had seen all the pictures of the girls, but I thought that was just what they wanted to wear. I didn't know it was kind of an unwritten thing, but what that did really was, when I got away with it, then they felt free.
That's a great story. I would love, Jeannie, to run down all of the accolades and honors that you had, like the Lincoln Memorial University during its fall commencement exercises in December 2019 in Tex Turner Arena, where you received an honorary Doctor's of Arts degree. There are so many. I apologize not running all of them down, but we would be here till, you know, next fall sometimes. But I'm so happy about this 55-year celebration at the Grand Ole Opry. You have influenced a lot of people, a lot of males and females in this business. Who influenced you? When you were growing up in Titusville next to the oil well, who influenced you?
Well, I would say early influences were Ernest Tubb. Remember, that was World War II in my early, early years of childhood. And Ernest Tubb was a household name, I think, for everybody during then. And I used to sing all those songs, you know, Rainbow at Midnight. I had no idea what I was singing about, or Soldier's Last Letter. I really didn't know, but I loved all of that, and that was what I heard. And, of course, Ernest then, ironically, he was one of the first ones to extend a helping hand to me when I moved to Nashville. Another one was Jimmy Dickens, and I always loved Dickens' humor as well as his ability to deliver a ballad. Mm-hmm. He was the one who taught me that you can be funny and you can also be a serious singer.
Yeah, and he knew that,
so
too.
So those were two heavy influences. And then in the teenage years, Gene Shepherd was a major influence. And then I remember getting to see her at a place called Hillbilly Park in Franklin, Pennsylvania.
Wow, right near Titusville. That's unbelievable.
Right.
Well, Jeannie, we're going to pause for a couple of seconds, but we're going to come right back. And, of course, our guest is country legend Jeannie Seely, and we're talking about a great career that continues this September, celebrating 55 years at the Grand Ole Opry. And it's funny to find out that Jeannie Seely grew up literally in the town right next to me. She used to come up to Erie, Pennsylvania, and visit on the beach. We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy Today with our guest, Jeannie Seely.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
There's not a dry eye in the house. We used to call her home. Oh, there's nothing left but memories.
And that's the sound of Jeannie Seely, along with Willie Nelson, Not a Dry Eye in the House. And Jeannie, you know, you mentioned all the people that influenced you. You kind of feel a responsibility to influence others, do you not?
It's an honor to me to hear you say that, because I'm very well aware that it's my responsibility, I think, at this point in my career to make sure that all the young people coming into the Opry know the history of the Opry and appreciate what it stands for in our industry, that it's not another concert venue or not another concert. It's an entity all on its own and one of the most wonderful American institutions, and we need to respect it.
I go a step further. It's a temple for music.
I want to say, too, I'm excited to still be writing songs. Kind of got a new surge in writing. And Bill Anderson just invited me to, he's hosting a songwriters showcase for the Country Music Association during Tin Pan South here in Nashville, and he's asked me to be a part of that. I consider that a total compliment when a song, he's in two Songwriters Hall of Fame and chooses me to be up there with him. That is wonderful. I'm excited about that. And that will happen April 1st here in Nashville.
Wow. He's quite a guy. You know, I talked to him several times, and I asked him, I said, there has got to be a real story behind a song that he wrote and sang that is so dynamic, and that's still. And there was a story behind it, and he told me the story. But boy, I tell you, as a young guy, I would listen to that song, had no idea about love, but that song is just, it's got so much, I don't know, so much heart, so much emotion, don't you think?
Yes, and it's absolutely haunting.
Yes, that's the word I was looking for.
I teased him one time, you probably remember, Peel Me a Nanner, and I asked him one time, I said, Bill, I just have to ask you, how can a writer write something as serious and as beautiful as Still, and then write, Peel Me a Nanner, Toss Me a Peanut, and I'll go swinging a coconut tree, and he just looked at me real serious, and he said, it was a very long tour.
That's funny. You know, you are right. You hit the word right on the money there with haunting. That is exactly what that song is. And did he ever tell you the story about it? I mean, it really, there was a girl like that, and I said, did you ever meet her? And he said, many years later, I did, but, it was no big thing. Boy, everybody can relate to that song.
I think that that is the magic of writing a song, is to write something that means something to you and present it in such a way that everybody who hears it can identify with it somehow in their own life.
Jeannie, I have asked this question to many songwriters, Paul Anka of one. Where do these words and these melodies come from? I mean, this is such a talent. I've been in the industry since I was 14 years old, and I'm also a singer. As we mentioned, that we're going to be playing the same location here in the Orlando area, and we'll talk about that in just a second. But I don't know how, the Lord reaches down to people like yourself and gives them these great words and these great melodies. I mean, where do they come from?
It's different. There's been times where I've heard something said that sparks an idea that I'll sit down and try to work on it, as was the case with the Like I Could that Rhonda Vincent recorded and took to number one in the bluegrass field here recently, which I was thrilled. But I had heard that, I heard people saying, they want me to do this. Yeah, like I could do that. I could forget that. So that was an idea I took to my first and only writer's appointment. But other times it's just like something will just come out of nowhere. And one of the songs on this American classic album is called I'm All Through Crying Over You. I wrote that in the car driving down Interstate 65 on the way to the Opry. All of a sudden it was just there. The whole story, the words, the music, everything was hitting me. In fact, I passed the Briley Parkway exit and had to turn around and go back. Almost was late for my Opry spot. I don't know. In answer to your question, they truly are gifts.
Oh,
we're given.
There's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. I want to make mention of the fact that, of course, Jeannie is on tour, and you can go to JeannieSeely.com to find out all the things that's happening in her remarkable career that goes just as strong as today as it did several years back. I won't mention the number, okay? But anyway, she is going to be at a location here in the Orlando area, just outside of Orlando, called the Orange Blossom Opry on, what is it, March? What?
March 19th.
March 19th, yeah. And she's going to be there with T.G. Shepherd, Kelly Lang.
And, of course, they're close friends of mine, and so we're looking forward to having a good time together.
Well, as I mentioned to you, I'm going to be performing there this Friday evening with my 15-piece orchestra, and I am absolutely going to plug your show on the 19th, but even better, I'm going to be there to see you.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you for both things. And, yeah, I would love to hear your show. I love a big band, so that would be awesome.
Oh, well, that's great. That's fantastic. Well, Jeannie, I want to thank you. Again, the new single out right now is called So Far, So Good. Released on an American classic on Curb Records, available now. And also, we're going to have Jeannie back way before September 15th when she celebrates her 55 years as a member of the Grand Ole Opry. Our dear friend, Miss Country Soul, Jeannie Seely. Jeannie, thank you, dear. I hope that you have a great spring, and we look forward to having you back. And please don't be a stranger here. You know you're always welcome.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you and look forward to seeing you in person. And you're always so kind to help us promote all of our new work. And I am excited about the new record. And, of course, they can go to Spotify or anywhere they get their songs, their digital music. And we appreciate it so much. Thanks, Ron. Take care of you.
Okay, thanks, Jeannie. You stay safe and healthy, okay, my friend?
Will do.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Country legend Jeannie Seely. She is a classy, lovely lady. 82 years old, and she got a brand new single out right now, celebrating 55 years this fall at the Grand Ole Opry. What a grand lady. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A mosque in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol has reportedly become the latest target of Russian shelling as the invasion continues. More than 80 people, including children, were sheltering there, according to Ukrainian officials. If there are any casualties, that number's not known. The city has already been hard hit by the Kremlin. The estimated death toll there was more than 1,200. Meanwhile, Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, continued to encourage his people to resist the Russians. He said the Kremlin would need to carpet bomb the capital city of Kyiv and kill its residents to take the city. China is reinstating COVID restrictions to limit the spread of the coronavirus in several cities. The country is dealing with a spike in infections with less than 600 new confirmed cases reported Friday. The Texas Supreme Court stopped the last challenge to the state's law that practically banned abortions in the state. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest has been a friend of ours for many, many years. We haven't talked to him a little bit, but he's been one busy person. Proud to say that he's been named 25 of the most powerful authors in Hollywood by Hollywood Reporter. Got a brand new book out that's out right now as we speak. It's called The Lightning Rod. And, of course, his TV shows on the History Channel, Brad Meltzer's Decoded and Brad Meltzer's Lost History. Joining us right now is our friend, Brad Meltzer. Hey, Brad, how are you? Nice to hear your voice again, my friend.
Always good to be back, my friend.
I'm very excited about the new book that you have out, and it's been some time since you've come out with another fiction book, and it's called The Lightning Rod. As I go through this book, I can't help, and I'm going to have you give a little synopsis because I don't want to give too much away. This has some, maybe some true tentacles to it.
You know, I always start, as you know me a long time now, I always start with my great fears, and one of my great fears, you'll see in the opening scene of this book, is when a character hands his car keys over to a valet at a fancy restaurant. And the valet takes the car, instead of parking it, he hits the little GPS button on the car, and he says the magic words, go home. Oh. And now, he's got a plot to the guy's house. As he's driving there, he's got his car keys, he's got his house keys, and this is a robbery. He's going to break in. But what happens is when the valet breaks into the man's house, he sees a man with a gun waiting, because this isn't a robbery at all. This is a trap. It's a setup. And when the valet's body gets sent to a local funeral home, the mortician finds something hidden on the body that no one's supposed to see. And in that moment, reveals of one of the government's most closely guarded secrets. I just ruined chapter one of The Lightning Rod for you, Ron, but that's the opening.
Well, that's why I wanted you to express the theme of the book, because I didn't want to go too far. This is kind of a sequel to The Escape Artist, is it not?
It is. You know, I believe that the greatest plot is a great character, and I just love these characters. I do a lot of work with the USO around the country and around the world. At Kuwait, I've been to Oman, Qatar, Turkey. I entertain the troops with our stories, and one of the things I found there were these morticians who deal with our fallen soldiers when their bodies come back, and they take such great care of them. They'll spend 12 hours rewiring someone's jaw, smoothing it over with clay, because a family wants to see their son's face one last time. They'll rebuild someone's hand because a mother says she wants to hold her son's hand one last time. And they also get bodies from our CIA spies who are across the globe, which means that where they work is a place filled with secrets. So that's a great place to tell a thriller story. And then I have another character, Nola Brown. A number of years ago, I was in a government warehouse filled with artwork. I was like, why does the military and the government have all this art? And they told me, Ron, this is true, that since the World War One, that the U.S. government has a painter on staff who paints disasters as they happen. And whether it's storming the beaches of Normandy, Vietnam, 9/11, and I'm like, you're telling me someone, everyone's racing in with guns blazing, and someone's racing in with nothing but paintbrushes in their pockets? That guy sounds crazy. I want to meet him. I got to meet that guy. And they said, you mean her. You want to meet her. And right there, my character Nola Brown was born, and said that Nola Brown, our character, is one of the great creations of modern fiction for thrillers. And I just love the fact that we get to bring these characters and tell this story.
Is she based on a real person then?
The real job of artist in residence. And I named her after Amy Brown, is the real artist in residence for many years. And I made Nola Brown as just the tip of the hat to her, although their lives are, of course, different. For me, I've done the secret tunnels below the White House in my books. I've done the hidden labyrinth below the Capitol. I always love when I love when you're trying to figure out a murder mystery, the twists and turns. But I love even more when you're learning something. For this book, I found out, and this is true, that the U.S. government has about a dozen secret warehouses hidden all across the country that they use to deal with bioterror attacks, whether it's anthrax or whether it's smallpox. And whether your attack is in Florida, whether there's one in California, Idaho, Texas, anywhere in between, they will make sure these hidden warehouses, which are usually by airports hidden right in front of your face, that these warehouses have the antidotes on your doorstep as quickly as they can. And I'm like, you're telling me that the government has secret warehouses nobody knows about and nobody knows what's inside? And I'm like, I got to find out what's inside. So when you're reading The Lightning Rod, the final scene takes place in these warehouses, and what you see inside, I didn't make up. That's what's really in there in real life.
That's frightening when you really come down to it, because somebody is doing this. I don't even know if the administration, and any administration, really knows all of the things that goes on in our government. But that's the thing I like about everything that you do. I miss Decoded. I miss the lost history, because those are things that people think about and they just shluff it off or they never think about it. You've brought in such great stories over the years, not only in broadcast but in print, and this is an extension of that with the lightning rod. I remember one time you were on the verge of doing some stuff investigating the life and times, which has been done many times, but I can assure that when you do it, it'll be really effective, of Elvis Presley. And I had told you that at one time I was very close to that whole organization. Have you ever
pursued... I remember we spoke about that.
Yeah. Have you ever pursued that anymore?
You know, I wish we had Decoded to do it. You know, what we do with, you know, people who love our History Channel TV show Decoded, what I do now is I do Decoded in our thrillers. Like, I want to do that story on the secret warehouse. I put it in the thriller. I also do it in our nonfiction books. We've done the first conspiracy about the secret plot to kill George Washington. We did the Lincoln conspiracy, which is about the secret plot to kill Abraham Lincoln at the start of his presidency, not the famous one from John Wilkes Booth, but they tried to murder him. A group of white supremacists tried to murder Lincoln as he came through Baltimore on his way to be sworn in as America's 16th president. His life got saved by Alan Pinkerton, head of the Pinkerton famous detective agency, and by Kate Warren, one of America's first female private eyes.
Right.
So sooner or later, you and I are going to have our Elvis talk, but right now I use it and put those details in my books. In fact, one of my favorite kind of Decoded little moments is when I was working on this book, I said to my buddy, how do you send secret messages today? And he worked at a high-level security agency that you know very well, and he said, you know, the moment you hit send on your email, I don't care if you send it in WhatsApp or any other place, anyone can crack it if you have a good enough encryption program. So he said, here's what you're going to do instead. I want you to go get a Hotmail account and take that Hotmail account, and I want you to write an email to me. But instead of hitting send, hit save draft. And now you can give me a login to that account. I'm going to log into your account. I'm going to go into your saved drafts. I'm going to read what you wrote me. I'm going to write you back. I'm going to hit save draft. Now, you and I are having a conversation, and we've never hit a single thing, sent anything in the cyberspace, and nobody can track it. It's a great idea until General Petraeus, the former head of the CIA, used that exact trick that's in my book to cheat on his wife with his mistress. I call my buddy back. I'm like, dude, I need a new trick. You know, that one's been used. So the one he gave me, I'm not going to ruin what it is, but you will see it in the pages of the lightning rod.
Brad, do you ever feel people reading the fiction and all of these stories, great stories that you are including, like these warehouses and stuff, the reader will interpret it as being fiction and not real? Because it's really a shame that a lot of these unorthodox types of stories that you always hit on that are accurate would appear in a fiction that nobody would believe, because it sounds like it's science fiction of the old days with all of the crazy comic books back from the 50s. Do you at some point say this really happens?
You know, the funny thing is I think people understand, totally understand. If I said, okay, there's a secret tunnel below the White House. It goes all the way from the White House to Disney World. You kind of roll your eyes, and you know that's kind of a joke. But if I tell you that when you're in the ground floor corridor of the White House, you'll see a statue of FDR that's on your left-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go in that door right after that. You'll see all these chairs that are stacked up. That's where they store the chairs for the state dinners.
Mm-hmm.
Go out the back door of that room. You'll smell flowers in the air. You're passing the White House flower shop. You'll see that the heating and HVAC equipment and the AC equipment is on the ceiling. The ceiling is going to get lowered down. So will the floor, because you're entering the basement. When you hit the dead end, make a right-hand turn. You're going to see a steel metal door. That's the entrance to the secret tunnel below the White House. It's a bomb shelter. That's where Dick Cheney went on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've just told you that. You know somewhere in the back of your Neanderthal brain, something triggers and says, that sounds true to me. And I put that in a book. And when you read the lightning rod, when you get to those moments, you're going to know and you're going to feel it somewhere in the back of your brain. Brad is telling me the truth here. Even though it's a fictional thriller, you're going to know what's real.
Well, I've been in that corridor many, many times at the White House. I wish I would have known that. I would have looked right past that statue and been a little bit more observant.
Yes.
The lightning rod, it's out right now, and it's available everywhere, and it's penned by our guest, Brad Meltzer. Brad, we spend too much time between visits not talking to one another. We need to get together more often. Do you have any plans to go back on TV?
You know, we have our kids' books that we do. We now actually a TV show on PBS Kids. We do a line of books. And I'm tired of my kids looking at reality TV show stars and people who are famous for being famous. I wanted to give them better heroes to look up to. And our kids are being fed garbage on Instagram every day and online. So we did I Am Amelia Earhart and I Am Abraham Lincoln. We did I Am Rosa Parks and I Am Albert Einstein. My son loves sports. I was like, you want a great sports hero? Forget a millionaire athlete. Meet I Am Jackie Robinson. They took those books. Our newest one is I Am Muhammad Ali. On the back, it says, I will always fight for what I believe. And so they took those books and they turned them into a cartoon show that's now on PBS Kids right after Sesame Street. And I love the fact that we get to entertain kids with our Ordinary People Change the World series, and we get to entertain them for adults with our books like The Lightning Rod.
The Lightning Rod is out right now. It's by Brad Meltzer. Brad, thanks for joining us. Look forward to your return, my friend.
Can't wait. Thank you.
And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Saying around the world, you're listening to Ron Seggi today. Boy, you know, you really find it difficult sometimes to keep up with technology. So we're bringing up here somebody who can really give us the latest lowdown on what's happening. And it's Verizon's resident 5G expert. Boy, I tell you, that is a big, big, great project. Joining us right now is Andrew Testa. Andrew, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great, Ron. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, I have to be honest with you. It is so difficult to keep up with the developments when it comes to everything that Verizon is doing. So tell us about this 5G now that applies to the home internet, which really is sensational.
Absolutely. So, you know, now today, our home internet has become so, so important, right? We're working from home. We have our kids maybe doing school from home. We are streaming TV shows at night. So many devices that are connected to the internet. I'm excited to tell you about Verizon's 5G home internet. And so what this is a super fast wireless broadband internet solution, and it's delivered over 5G ultra wideband. So it uses this great technology to connect your home, and it is super fast, super reliable. And we just announced 10 more cities, so now we've got 28 cities across the United States that have access to the great technology.
I see that Arlington, Anaheim, Atlanta, Charlotte, Chicago, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Dallas, Denver, Detroit, Hartford, Houston, Indianapolis, Kansas City, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Louisville, Miami, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Omaha, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, San Diego, San Francisco, San Jose, St. Louis. But there's no Orlando there, Andrew.
Hopefully soon.
I hope so. You know, you're right, though. With everybody working from home these days, and I shouldn't say everybody, but a lot of people over this past year with this pandemic have decided, and I think will continue to, work from home. And you almost have to, if not in every case, have the same capabilities that you would have in the business office environment.
Absolutely, and it's just so important, right? And there's nothing worse than having an internet connection that's spotty or that continues to go out or buffer. It just makes you pull your hair out.
Yeah, it really does. So let's talk about some of the things that really are sensational with this. Now, no data limits. Tell us about that.
Yes. So, the other guys, they put data limits on you or caps or they'll throttle you down. With Verizon 5G Home, you don't have to worry about any of that. This is truly unlimited broadband. So, you can stream to your heart's content and not have to worry about coming up against any caps or anything.
Okay.
It's also really fast. So, you mentioned so many of us have so many devices and we're relying on it. You get up to 1 gigabit per second speeds, with this service. So that's plenty of bandwidth to go around for the whole family. And it's super affordable. So just $50 a month if you're a Verizon customer already. And $70 if you're not a Verizon customer. So taxes and fees are included in all of that. So, the price is the price. And let me tell you about the setup. So the setup is so easy. You get this box in the mail. It comes, with this device that you put up on your window. You follow a few quick steps. You put it on your window, and you're connected. So very simple. You don't have to wait for the cable guy to come and, make an appointment and the whole thing. We certainly do offer that as an option. But we make setup so easy, and, we want everyone to be easy for everyone.
Now, that is a huge selling point, the setup, because so many people get these things, even just for regular television, and they look at it and they say, okay, now what? You've got to bring in, a professor to figure the thing out. That's a big attribute, big asset. Now, I understand, too, there's a lot of freebies you get with this.
Yes. So with your entertainment needs, we know that everyone is streaming a lot more to stay entertained. So there's a new streaming service, Discovery Plus.
Right.
It's got, my favorite shows with Bobby Flay on there. But you get 12 months of that on us, which is just really great. And then we also throw in a Verizon Stream TV. And what this does is it helps to organize all of your streaming apps into one interface so that it makes it really easy to find a show when you're looking to, sit down and finally watch something.
That's huge, because I think that's where the confusion comes in. Because, believe it or not, I think some people are so enamored by the fact that there are so many sources that it's confusing. I mean, the old days, they used to get confused just with an old-fashioned three-channel thing that you had with a wire on it connected to your television set. Now they're confused because there's so much stuff out there. So that screen is a great idea. The technology on this is so advanced. You often wonder sometimes, can it get any better?
Absolutely. And what's so good about this, right, it really relies on the same technology that that you use to connect your phone. So it goes over Verizon's ultra wideband network. And so, you know, it is super reliable. You know, reliability is a big trademark for Verizon, right? If you know Verizon, you know that we take a lot of pride in reliability. So, yeah, I mean, the technology, it just continues to progress. We're really excited, and we're excited to continue to roll this out so that more people can get access to enjoy the benefits.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Andrew, it's in 28 cities across the country right now. But, like, for example, I jokingly said Orlando, but really and truly, what is the rollout for some other cities? Because there's a lot of people out there in the good old USA that want this.
Absolutely. So, you know, as I mentioned, we just announced 10 additional cities, and we're going to continue to roll out more cities. So, you know, I would say if you're not currently, if your city is not on the list, just continue to check back. Stay tuned. We're going to continue to roll this out.
Good. That's great. Sensational. Where can we go for more information and to check in with these cities to see where the list is going to go and where it's going to grow?
Absolutely. So go to Verizon.com/5G home. You can plug in your address and see if you are in the coverage area to be able to sign up for the service. Or, of course, you can visit us at a Verizon store. We are open and ready to serve. So very excited again for folks to be able to check this out and experience it, because it really is a game changer.
Oh, it is a game changer. And, you know, now that spring is here, people are kind of getting their house ready, but they want to get it ready, too, for indoor activities and business activities, and this is the way to do it. Andrew, I really appreciate it. And when you want to come back and give us an update on some of the other benefits and also some additional cities, feel free to do so. You're always welcome here.
Thank you so much, and thanks again for having me.
Okay, stay safe, my friend. Andrew Testa has been our guest, Verizon's resident 5G expert. And I got to tell you, some very exciting news when it comes to 5G in the home. Boy, I tell you, some technology just never stops. Little reminder, everybody, you can visit our website, which is ronseggi.com. That's ronseggi.com. When you get to that site, you can do two things. You can either hit the icon that says Facebook, then you and I can become friends on Facebook, or you can hit the icon that says Listen Live and hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
That's a wrap with Ron Zedgy today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And they include 60s rocker Tommy Rowe, Matt Kunitz, who is the producer and creator of Fear Factor and now Wipeout, and from Bar Rescue, our friend John Taffer. Also want to thank one of the queens of the great, good old Grand Ole Opry, and that is Jeannie Seely. Brad Meltzer, thanks for joining us today and talking about Lightning Rod. Hope that he goes back on television. He's a great host and has terrific shows. And Andrew Testa talking about 5G technology. And I'm Ron Zedgy. Till next week, I hope that you have blue skies and green lights.